Welcome to the Leap to Lead. Today we're discussing the power of being in the right room. Over the past few weeks, I've been sharing some reflections about moments in life and leadership where things begin to shift. We've talked about identity, about structure, about the kind of support that helps us move forward when motivation fades. These conversations often lead to a deeper question. If growth requires clarity, structure, and support, then where do we actually find those things? Because most women I speak with are trying to do something quite significant. They're building businesses. They're leading organizations, rethinking the next chapter of their lives. They're trying to design lives that feel both successful and sustainable. Yet many of them are doing it largely on their own. They might have supportive friends or family, but those people are not always inside the same kinds of conversations. It can be surprisingly lonely to the person who is always thinking about what comes next. I remember noticing this pattern years ago when we were living overseas. Moving countries every couple of years meant that I was constantly meeting new groups of women, and I'm doing it again now that we're in Bangkok. But some of the women I've met over the years, they've been building businesses. Some were navigating leadership roles. Some were quietly redesigning their lives after years in demanding careers. Again and again, I saw the same thing happen. When women found themselves in the right room with other thoughtful, ambitious people, something shifted. Conversations went deeper. Ideas developed faster. Questions that had been swirling privately suddenly found clarity. There was a kind of momentum that simply didn't exist when those same women were working through things alone. I've experienced this personally as well. Some of the biggest turning points in my own life and business have happened because I placed myself in spaces where people were willing to think differently. Rooms where honesty was normal, where thoughtful challenge was welcomed, where ambition didn't need to be explained or justified. Those environments changed the way I saw my own possibilities. It's easy to underestimate the impact of proximity. We often assume growth is primarily about individual effort. But the environments we place ourselves in shape our thinking far more than we realize. When you are surrounded by people who are building meaningful things, it raises your own standards. When you are a part of conversations where people are asking better questions, your own thinking expands. And when there is space to speak openly about the realities of leadership, business, and life, decisions that once felt complicated often become much clearer. The right room doesn't give you the answers, but it changes the quality of the questions you ask. It changes the courage with which you make decisions. It reminds you that you are not the only one navigating complex choices about work, ambition, and life. Over the years, I have been fortunate to be part of some extraordinary rooms like this. And recently, I've been reflecting on how powerful it is when those spaces are created intentionally, when they are designed for thoughtful women who want to build something meaningful without sacrificing the lives they care about. Spaces where clarity is valued just as much as ambition, where practical strategy sits alongside honest conversation, where growth is supported and not rushed. It's something I've been thinking a lot about lately. Because when the right people gather in the right environment, the ripple effect can be extraordinary. But I'll share more on that soon. For now, I'm curious about something. Think about the spaces you spend time in, the conversations you're a part of, the people around you. Do those environments expand your thinking? Do they challenge you in ways that help you grow? Do they support the direction you're trying to move in? Or are you holding most of these conversations quietly in your head? Sometimes the most powerful shift we can make isn't working harder, it's choosing to step into a different room.